Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're all settling into 2012 with great energy and intention. Interestingly enough, today happens to be an 8-number day. I don't know if any of you are aware, the production and media company that I work under is called Authentic You Media. It is run by the CEO and promoter, Michelle Erbo, who is an intuitive and a numerologist. And interestingly enough, today, to of course coincide with the special guest that I have today, this guest, Linda Fishman, had chosen what date she wanted to do the show. Knowing her personally, I said, Linda, I'm just going to let you choose it. And she chose 11. And the 111. So real quick, today, to start the show, is a day, the number 8, that is all focused on abundance and synchronicities and going after your dreams. So today I have a very special guest joining me who I'm so excited to share with you. Linda Fishman is a trained social worker. She has spent the last 21 years as a devoted camp director, fulfilling a dream, her dream, of mainstreaming special needs children into mainstream camp life. Her own day camp, Adventure Valley, has been a long, lifelong passion and devotion. She recently sold that camp. She has published articles and training manuals on leadership, teamwork, communication, customer service, trust, childhood health, and wellness. At the age of 13, Linda's loving, safe, and blissful life came to a disastrous halt when, tragically, her mother and two younger sisters were taken in an airplane accident. Linda's life immediately catapulted into a loss of childhood innocence and became filled with a life of drama and pain. But Linda, armed with courage and determination, somehow made it through her teenage years, definitely with strength and such fortitude. She decided to dream big and to live a meaningful life. Beautifully, yes, and I believe divinely, at age 18, the universe sent her life partner and her soulmate, Barry Fishman, her present husband, who is also mirroring a life of loss and pain. Together, they slowly began to rebuild a life of love, family, abundance, and so much more. Fast forward to Linda's memoir, Repairing Rainbows, her autobiography, which is often referred to as jaw-dropping, filled with hope, courage, and strength. Linda's soul-filled and authentic life memoir that she has so intimately written is filled with life lessons and inspirations that have undoubtedly touched the hearts of so many readers. Linda is a true example of dignity, grace, and forgiveness. So listeners, all you listeners that are in the queue, Linda has gracefully agreed today, actually, and offered to extend free copies of her book. So if you're in the queue and listening, please do not hang up. You can call in if you're already there, or you can call if you're on your computer. You can call in at the number 1-917-889-3818, and you'll be held in the queue. We're going to do an interview with Linda, and then we're going to open up for questions and answers, Q&A. So listeners, please stay put. So without any further ado, it's my pleasure and my privilege to introduce Linda to all of you. Linda, hello, are you there?
Hello, Linda.
Hi, Linda. Linda with Y.
I'm That's so right. Excited. Talk about synchronicity.
Never mind. And it's so interesting how today you did choose it. So today, of course, in my production meeting with Michelle, of course, it came up that you chose this day, and rightfully so, because today is an 8-day. So I know we have a lot on our agenda, and we could go for hours and hours, and I really want the listeners to be able to listen to you. So if it's okay, and if I can dive right in, if we can get going. I have three questions. And I know that those are going to take up so much time. So the first one that I have is, when and how did Repairing Rainbows become a reality for you? Let's start from that point and move forward, if that's okay.
Of course. Repairing Rainbows was written in my head over and over and over again ever since I was probably a young teenager. I always knew that someday I would tell my story. I didn't actually sit down and start writing it until November 2008 because I was at a place in my life where I had just switched jobs and I was really feeling loss all over again. And loss comes back in a very familiar way and just brings you right back to previous feelings of loss. And it just occurred to me right then and there that this is the right time to start writing the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. And, you know, one of the other reasons that I started writing it was because I really didn't have much to do. I had started my own camp. Things were going really well. The camp was really on solid ground. And, you know, November through April is a quiet time in the camping world. So I knew I would have several months ahead of me with not much to do. And one of the things that I've always thought was critical in life is to stay very busy. It's a life jacket for me. And
right. So
writing a book seemed like a fantastic way to stay busy.
Wow. That's just amazing. And when you were started writing this book, just kind of take us there. I mean, you had gone through, as I kind of encapsulated that real quick, gone through all those turbulent years. Were you young married? Did you have small children at home? Like what were those times like for you back again with, you know, full family when you had been without that for so many years? What was that like?
Well, it was very difficult. Having lost everything that made me feel secure from the age of 13, it was very important to me that I rebuild that family feeling, rebuild that feeling of security. So when Barry and I met as teenagers and started having a family in our 20s, you know, mid-20s, we immediately fell back on all of the strategies that we'd always used to cope and to plow forward in a positive way.
Right.
And those strategies came into place very strongly when we had children. We kept very busy. We surrounded ourselves with very positive, optimistic people. You know, we stayed away from the miserable people.
Mm-hmm.
We were always open to learning from other people. So as new parents, because we didn't have our own parents to help us, we were always looking for others who could help us and guide us. And you know, when you look for positive people, you find them. And so that was something that we did. And we tried not to wallow in any pity. And, you know, there were certain things that I describe in the book that obviously I was faced with as a parent without a mother and without a mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of issues, but I found ways to get through those years. And I would say probably my eight choices that you and I have talked about, Linda, my eight choices for how to choose happiness over bitterness or sadness really helped me tremendously.
I'd love you to talk about those, but before you do, I think because obviously, you know, we know each other a really long time. I can relate and remember back when you were 13 to the accident itself, actually, and I've followed you in the sidelines all the years until we reconnected again, which I knew we would. But I think for a lot of the listeners that are out there that don't know a lot, you know, about you and your story, and really when the book is so jaw-dropping, you know, the story that you write is so, I'm trying to think of a word right now that it's even difficult for me to even come up with one. If you want to help me, Linda, beyond heartfelt, it's
raw.
Real. The readers feel like they're literally living your life, and the way that you've managed to capture that, I think on the phone right now or on the radio, it's sounding almost so effortless and so easy. Now I know for me and for people that I know professionally and personally, family is a cornerstone. You know, families are grounding force. And I just want all your listeners to know out there that Linda and Barry were each other's family, and they were the foundation that they were building, that backbone foundation that we all look to draw from, they literally didn't have. So please, if there are any of you listeners that are in the queue or listening in that are shy, please call in, because I think there's something, Linda, that's so incredibly therapeutic and empowering about your story in your book is what it must have been like for you to give birth, you know, those kind of times, have your child's
right.
first birthday parties, things that, that I've missed. And, you know, my dad is still alive, but my mom left me 8 years ago. I had her for 40-something odd years. So listeners, just know that if you don't win a book today, either go online, Google, or www.repairingrainbows.com. Linda, if I've got that right, Amazon.
That's right.
How
yep.
else can they get a hold of your book? You really should read it before it becomes a screenplay and a movie, because I keep telling Linda I'm dreaming that one day, and I'm told I'm a visionary. It's going to happen, so you'll all know
yes.
that you met Linda here. Linda, you do have, you know, your eight kind of principles. I'd like to really give you the form right now to go into those, because they're so empowering. So share, please.
Thank you. But I do want to actually comment on what
okay.
you said, because you're 100% right. I certainly would never sit here and say it was easy.
No.
It was not easy. Losing a mother and two sisters at age 13 and being left with a father who literally was the walking dead after that
mm-hmm.
was incredibly difficult and incredibly it's so traumatic to go through that at 13 years old and through my teenage years, I had to come up with strategies
mm-hmm.
in order to continue to live. And
absolutely.
I watched my father, who mm-hmm. wasn't living, who was simply
right.
existing,
mm-hmm.
and I made very conscious decisions that I would never let myself go down that road.
Yeah.
And so I would never want anyone to think it was easy. It's never easy to go through a tragedy, but we do have choices and we do have opportunities to deal with tragedies in different ways. And that's where my eight strategies
right.
actually
before you even go
come
into
in.
Those, I'd like to share with the listeners, candidly, we had a quick, you know, a little bit of a teeny backstory before we all got on the air, of which my producer was there too. And the three of us were talking. And it's so nice because I tell my producer all about Linda, and I'm telling Linda all about my producer. And we had a nice, quick little interaction where my producer did call Linda like the angel incarnate. And really, for you listeners that are out there, I really must tell you, in losing my own mother in my 40s, I can't even fathom or imagine the inner strength that's needed beyond inner strength is just a mild statement of really, Linda, for you. That foundation that's needed to be able to just rebuild, like I said in my intro, every single day, every minute of every single day is a challenge. So God really did send you this, you know, this beautiful partner and this beautiful soul so that you'd have someone to share that with and do that with so that you wouldn't be alone. And that's another little piece of Linda's story that's so amazing. And now please share your eight life choices, because they're stellar. They're beautiful.
Absolutely. And if I may just also
yep.
explain quickly Barry's story, because then it will help you understand how together we came up with these eight
okay. Great.
Key strategies.
Okay.
He was orphaned at 17, right before we met. And his mother died when he was 7 months old. His father came home and found Barry and his four-year-old brother crying, and his wife was dead on the floor, which
oh,
is such a god-awful nightmare. And Barry's older brother was quite developmentally delayed. And back in the 50s, when people had these horrible delays, there were no resources available for them. So his father was left with a huge, huge responsibility of two boys, one of them being quite special needs. And at 17, Barry was left with no parents and with his brother, who was 4 years older than him and was about a 6 or 7 year old mentality. So they
incredible.
Had no money, no parents, and we met just a few months afterwards.
Well, that's
so,
a divine union of two souls who
right.
literally go, you know, come together in such a beautiful way, where I tell my daughters all the time, you know, now try and surround yourself, like you said, with positive energy people. Don't think that
mm-hmm.
you're going to go and be able to go out there and fix all those people that feel like they're victims. Love them and bless them. You know, we all make choices. So now
right,
please
exactly.
share your eight choices.
Now hopefully these
yeah.
eight strategies or eight choices will make sense, because together
okay.
we've come up with them.
Okay.
And we've been, you know, we've been together for almost 40 years. So,
mm-hmm.
oh my God,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you how old I am.
Oh, you're like a teenager. All right, shoot, let's go. I want to hear them.
Okay, the first one is just staying around people who are positive, like we've been talking about, and staying away from negative, miserable people, because they will pull you down. And so I find myself absolutely avoiding people who are chronically miserable and never want any solutions.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is staying really busy. Mm-hmm. And always learning and growing. And I find that staying busy and distracted with things that keep you interested, mm-hmm. those are the kinds of things that will get you through. It will wake you up every morning. You'll be excited because you'll have things to do.
So true again. Beautiful.
Pardon me?
Beautiful. So true.
The third one is helping others. Even at 14 years old, when I had my whole life had been in just a shambles, I volunteered in the children's hospital. So that, because back in those days, parents were not allowed to stay in the hospital with their kids. They could only visit during visiting hours. So I would go and volunteer and play with these kids, and I would look at these children who were hooked up to IVs and bald and dealing with awful medical issues, and I would actually convince myself that I was better off. I had just lost my mother and two sisters. I had a father who was a walking zombie, and I managed to convince myself that I was better off because I was healthy. And I think that's what happens when you help other people. When you give of yourself and you really look at what other people are dealing with, you will often find ways of making yourself feel better. And I think that's critical. And, you know, we do that. Our whole family's involved in helping other people and doing volunteer work. And it just feels so amazing when you really can give to others.
There's a lot of
the next one is gratitude.
Right. Okay. Great. Wow.
The next one is gratitude. And I absolutely tell everyone I know that you should find a way to say thank you and be grateful for everything that you have. I don't care how small it may be, mm-hmm. being able to wake up in the morning and see the room that you're in, you know, having a bed, anything you can think of. And, you know, I think that genuine, heartfelt gratitude and appreciation truly is critical in life. It really helps you keep perspective of where you are in life. And even if you're in a bad place, even if there's if you're faced with a tragedy, you have to search for the things that you are grateful for. It will help you feel better. It will shift your energy for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people who are very ungrateful are greedy and jealous people and miserable. They will never get themselves out of their mess.
Mm-hmm.
I also think we have to look ahead. As hard as it is sometimes, if you keep looking back, you're not going to be able to move forward. You need to look at where you are and where you want to be, and don't look behind. Don't look back. It's a waste of energy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have faith and patience. And I often say to myself, have patience, have patience. I'll even say it out loud, have patience. Because when you know that if you want something badly enough and if you're patient, you'll get it,
right.
It just, those are very empowering words.
Right.
Animals. I think that unless you're allergic, you should have animals around you.
There are a few of those little animals,
cats.
That kind of make it okay, I'm told.
Well, the reason that I think animals are so incredible is because they have everything I'm talking about, they know.
Mm-hmm.
Animals understand about ongoing gratitude and appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
They will do anything for other people. They're
mm-hmm.
so patient. They give out unconditional love.
Yes.
I mean, they're unbelievable. We have so much to learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least is choosing our thoughts.
Okay.
We really do get to choose how we think about things. We get to choose how to look at any situation. And even when I was faced with this horrific tragedy, and even while my children were growing up, and I was often, you know, wanted to feel sorry for myself that I had no, my children didn't have grandparents and we didn't have the support that all my friends around seemed to have, I stopped myself and I changed those thoughts and I looked at what I did have and I looked at all of the wonderful things in my life that I have and that I can be grateful for, and put rose-colored glasses on. It's fine. Anything, anything to choose positive thoughts. Because those are the thoughts that will inspire and empower you, and they'll give you hope. You know, why choose misery? Why choose to talk about something that's negative or that you have no control over? Because you have no control over it. So talk about the things that give you joy.
That is so crazy. Those are so beautiful. They are so stellar and so beautiful. I want to get to the colors in the cube, but I'm going to give you into 2 minutes because we have 10 minutes left. Linda and I have something really very sweet together. My whole life I've always felt like I'm Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, and that's my life story. Now, Linda and I are having a push and pull. It's a tug of war because we discovered that Linda also, for some reason, has chosen Dorothy. So graciously today, Linda, my last question and gift to you is, Linda, I have often heard that you use the Wizard of Oz analogy where you see yourself as Dorothy. Could you please elaborate in 2 minutes or less?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The reason that I compare myself to Dorothy is because when I think back, Dorothy, and I used to watch The Wizard of Oz all the time, Dorothy and her little dog Toto were caught in that tornado and swept away to a land beyond the rainbow, which is where, you know, repairing rainbows, there's so many reasons why I chose that name, but they were swept away to that land, to the Land of Oz, and instead of just standing there or walking aimlessly in circles, Dorothy embarked on that quest to find her way home, to get back to a happy place. And she leaned on all those wonderful people she met as she followed her yellow brick road. And those people were very positive, caring, sincere, nurturing. That was Glinda, the Good Witch, the Munchkins, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion. I have a big poster here in my office of all of them.
You have a poster, and I have Toto, the real dog. The one that loves unconditionally. All right, we need to open up right now, Linda. And we have people in there, and even if they don't get a chance to get on, hopefully we'll still be able to get them a copy of your book. But I'm going to open up now into the queue. I don't know. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
This is Kelly.
Kelly, hi. How are you? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, so Kelly, Linda's on the line. You're saying hello to Linda.
Hello, Linda. How are you?
Hi, Kelly. Great. How are you?
Great. I loved everything you're talking about. Everything. It's an amazing, amazing conversation you're having right now.
Thank you.
We're going to offer you a free copy or Linda's going to extend a free copy of her book to you as a gift, Kelly. We have some other people in the queue. I think I'm not exactly sure how we're going to do this. I think maybe you can email all your contact information to info@authenticumedia.com. info@authenticumedia.com. Thank you so much for calling in, and I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Okay, our pleasure. Next person in the queue, hello. I think it says Melanie.
Hi.
Hi, Melanie. Say hello to Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. See, we made it easy. They can just say hi, Linda, and they're saying hi to both of us.
Hi, Linda. Who Linda's
exactly.
With what? I have the Toto.
I'm so happy to get to listen to this today. I've heard so many amazing things about you, and your book has really, really called to me a lot. And so my intention is really, of course, to read it, but I'd like to pay it forward to somebody in my life who really needs that message, because it resonates 100% with what I believe, and I know that information is going to help somebody else to move forward and to live a fulfilling life themselves.
Amazing.
I have two angel incarnates on the phone. So, Melanie, if you can send your contact information, I may even have it. I might even save you the trouble. How's that? I'm going to get it to Info
sure.
Authentic You Media on behalf of you. Thank you so much for calling in. I have someone else in the queue. I want to make sure we get to her. All my love to you, Melanie.
Thank you.
Okay, more. Hi, we have another caller in the queue. Darcy, are you there?
Hi, Linda, I'm here.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Hi, Darcy.
So great to be here. I so appreciate the call, and Linda, I so appreciate that you let me know about it today, and I was able to be here and hear all this inspiring information, so thank you so much.
The universe sent me right to you, Darcy. I just knew that. I just knew somehow that the connection with Linda was something that was going to be a good one for you, and I can't tell you right now what that is, and I don't need to know, but I know it is something. So if you also as well get your email, your contact information to info@authenticumedia.com. Linda is graciously sending that free copy out to you. Get your box of Kleenex, and I promise you'll pick it up.
Wow.
give yourself a few hours, because probably from the time you start it, knowing from how I've been following you, you're going to finish it.
Wow.
It'll be done.
Wonderful. I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you again so much.
It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Linda, you're still
you
there.
I'm here. I'm here.
Yeah.
You're saying everything I would say.
Well, there you go.
Of
you
course.
See? But that's why. Well, anyways, we have like 2-3 minutes to wrap up before I even need to kind of like, you know, wind up and say goodbye. So in closing, I'm really going to give you like a few minutes to just, if you could go back, if there was, you know, in hindsight, we say we don't go back, but anything that you might want to, I'll leave it open, share with the listeners, good cheer, anything that you might have done differently. Knowing you, I don't think so, but any kind of
closing. No, that's not true, because you know what, Linda? We all look back, and the worst thing to do for all of us is to reach that ripe old age of whatever we consider old age and look back and say we didn't choose joy. We didn't live our lives in the most fulfilling and joyous way that we could have.
Perfect.
And really, life is precious, and it really has to be cherished.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't actually believe that it ends here. I mean, and I talk about that in my book.
I don't either, and we share that, which is good, which is excellent.
But for this time and this existence, it's really going to be about how much we smiled and how much we laughed and how much we enjoyed our life. And that's it. And I would hate for anybody to look back and say, I wasted a lot of years being sad and miserable. Mm-hmm. The people who we lose don't want that. When we lose a loved one, they want us to keep living. They really do. They
that
want us
so
to
true.
Be smiling again.
That is so true. You know, I've had my own personal experience in a tragedy that I had at age 19, losing my first love. And I energetically held on to him for so many years in my cellular body that I didn't even really understand it until it was pointed out to me. And at that particular time, I was told, please energetically do whatever you need to do. Get some energy release work done just to let that go, because you need to set him free. And I didn't really even understand what that meant. So, you know, there really is so much for us to learn. Like you said, we're always evolving and we're always learning. And I've learned so much from you since we've reconnected. Your energy is just amazing. I'm so glad we have 3 books out, at least, anyhow. I want to thank you so much for...
No, thank you, Linda. It's always wonderful to talk to you.
Yeah, it's always wonderful to talk to you, too. I always feel so nice and calm. You're like a great calming force for me. I'm full of so much creative energy. It just keeps ghetto blasting. It's like my producer and I are always laughing. Like, when do these thoughts calm down? Remember, listeners, today is an 8-day, and here on the West Coast, we've still got some time left because it's only 4:30, but for all of you, it's 7:30. If you've got a few more hours out there, get out there and use up all that energy you can in abundance and synchronicities and manifestation. Like Linda said, all those positive thoughts and your great dreams, put your thoughts down on paper and just put all your intention out there. All my
make a choice
to
live.
Yeah, make a choice. Okay, so Linda's final words. Once again, Linda?
Make a choice to live. Live your life and live it with a big smile.
Wow. Linda,
absolutely.
I love you. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, awesome.
Okay.
Thanks. Right. Thanks, everyone.
Okay, thank you, everybody. So really, we've probably got less than 60 seconds left, and soon I'll hear a little jingle. Linda was amazing. Next week, I have a wonderful guest. Her name is Peggy McCall. She is, how do I describe Peggy? Wow, she's done so many things in her lifetime. She is affiliated with Hay House Network. She is a money manifester. Her company, DynamicDestinies.com. She is a powerful speaker, author, facilitator. She is just amazing as a success coach. Please join us next Wednesday at 4 p.m. PST, 7 p.m. EST. I'm wishing you all the most wonderful, blissful, joyful week. And as Linda said, make a choice to live. Smiles to everyone. All my love.